As David alluded to there, the Senate voted earlier this week to allow drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In Alaska, however, there is a more immediate debate over drilling outside that refuge. Although they've long supported oil drilling, Inupiat Eskimos are opposing the administration's plans to expand leasing in an off-limits section of the National Petroleum Reserve. Elizabeth Arnold has this report.
It's springtime in Barrow, the northernmost tip of Alaska. It's a balmy 5 below 0, and the brisk walk from the airport to the mayor's office is not advisable. Only sign that it's spring here are the walrus skin boats out with the dogs in front yards, ready for whaling season. This place, the North Slope Borough, is the coldest, biggest, and wealthiest in Alaska. It holds the largest oil field and Eskimo population in America. Safely inside the borough office, the heat is cranked high. Five-term mayor George Amowick just got word of the vote to open Anwar.
I love the good news today of Anwar being open, and I want to see it happen. We have some vested interest, but let's all hope that you and I can live with it.
Amowick, who wore out his shoes and voice lobbying for Anwar over the last decade, who was asked to put a native face on the debate, now has a real concern. While all eyes are on the Anwar debate, the Bureau of Land Management has quietly moved to lease 600,000 acres of land around Teshekpuk Lake on the Arctic coast west of Prudhoe Bay. It's part of what's called NPRA, the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. It's an area previous administrations have put off limits because of its wildlife. It's a calving ground for caribou and a molting ground for waterfowl. Despite being the powerful mayor of a borough the size of Minnesota, Amowick, like many others here, is a subsistence hunter. In a 29-page letter to the Interior Department, he says the agency ignored the concerns of those like him who depend on its wildlife for food. Larry Pursley has analyzed oil and gas issues in Alaska for more than a decade. He says Amowick and other Eskimo leaders here pose a real problem for the administration at a time when their support is key.
You would find it very difficult to develop anything within the North Slope Borough if they're against it. You cannot send the North Slope Borough a 3x5 card that says, thank you for your comment, I'm leasing, we appreciate hearing from all Americans, sincerely, Secretary Gail Norton. That is not going to cut it for the North Slope Borough.
The borough and native corporations control critical land that's needed for access and infrastructure, airstrips, pipelines, roads, drill pads. Their opposition could have real consequences on Anwar and the overall energy debate. Ann Pursley says NPRA is a much more tangible prospect for industry.
Well, it's years ahead. It's open. Certainly the Secretary of Interior is looking at opening more of it, but there are parts of it that are open. There's parts of it that have been leased. It's much more immediate. You could have oil flowing out of NPRA in a few years. Anwar, even if Congress passes it today, most say it's 10 years before a drop of oil comes out.
Henry Bisson is the state director of the BLM.
Obviously, it's much more imminent. We think there's a lot at stake here.
Bisson says he recognizes the area has significant wildlife resources, but his mission is to carry out an expeditious program of leasing.
If I were a wildlife manager strictly and didn't have other values to consider, I think the best strategy would be to do nothing. But that's not what my mission is. And I think, considering what our mission is, we have come up with a very responsible approach.
While Anwar still has a long procedural road through Congress, all that's needed to clear the way for this leasing is the Secretary's signature, which could come any day. That's put the environmental community in a tight spot. They've argued for years that Anwar is the most important fight in the Arctic, but they also worry about this more immediate development around Teshekpuk Lake, which some quietly say has just as important biological values.
I couldn't choose.
Eleanor Huffings is the Alaska director of the Wilderness Society.
The threat is very real in both places. Both things, unfortunately, are happening at the same time, which I think is reflective of the point that this administration literally wants to lease every remaining acre, despite the cost to the local people or future generations.
The BLM is already planning another big lease sale. Bisson says it's 11 million acres that butts up against the gates of the Arctic National Park. He admits it, too, will be controversial. But oil industry analyst Pursley says the administration's accelerated pace may be slowed.
Anybody involved in oil and gas leasing, particularly in Alaska or anywhere in the country, knows it's not just geology, it's politics.
Mayor Amowick and other native leaders are watching closely how their concerns about Teshekpuk Lake will be treated. The fate of Anwar and other oil development in the Arctic may hang in the balance. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Barrow.